I love it when Prince says, race in the space, I mark human. Cut me, cut you. Both the blood is red. I gotcha. I love that line. Cut me, cut you. Given the speed, whoops, whoops, whoops. Did I jump to? Bear with me. Got more than my usual dose of punishment. That's the case every day these days. And in addition, the global statesmen have already set up the lines of battle to keep us divided internationally. We gotta start. We have to have our own media because it is not being discussed what will actually get us our freedom. And they are moving so fast to keep us divided internationally in their various versions of us and them, that come on, my captive subjects, we must unite because that nation over there is surpassing us in this or that, or has the edge on us on in this, or is threatening our this and our that. I mean, that is so old, so old. I very much doubt that anyone buys it, that the vast majority of us do know the game is divide and conquer on an international scale. And the issue is both trust and our figuring out a way to talk with each other about it. That's our priorities right now. These guys have various versions of the same play, us and them, global divide and conquer, to forestall our determination to come together, they hope, ad infinitum. These two titles from the November 11, 2016 New York Times give you the idea. The first one says, a well-armed trade war. If Trump moves to squeeze China, he could inflict pain, but Beijing would have ways to counterattack. Right, are you getting all jumping into the competition yet? Hope not. And then this one says, Russia prepares to block LinkedIn. And there's lots of similar stories, as well as stories about, the geopolitical conflicts, lots of trade conflict stories. This edition also mentions that China has wasted no time clamping down even harder on Hong Kong. They're very concerned, for obvious reasons, about Hong Kong. And we know Russia feels likewise empowered vis-a-vis her closed in and captured. And the paper the next day brought even more bad news along these same lines about the license to abuse that states are seizing globally in this moment. Given the speed with which the global statesmen are moving, it feels more and more urgent for we here in the US to link organizing a global day of work stoppage in order to plan a global society based in opposite operating premises to class, to power, to rule. To link this organizing effort with a referendum on our right to happiness. And this referendum tied to exposure of the state's use of EMF weapons against individual U.S. citizens, an inquiry that demands an answer from Henry Kissinger as to his knowledge about how early and how these weapons have been employed by the state. And most importantly, for its success, as we'll be discussing, let's make a work stoppage for designing the infrastructure of and planning steps for achieving a global society based in individual material sufficiency and non-coercion, a party in memory of Prince, who worked so hard for us to have just this, our freedom, gave his life so that we might achieve it, and has set us up with all the music we could ever want to amplify our need to be free. Prince expressed what it feels like to be assaulted with EMF weapons by using his slowed-down voice to convey that sense of electric paralysis that makes you feel frozen and clogged, mucus thick and painfully slowed. And he testified to this assault as well by employing recurring themes, being stuck in a soulless machine, being the target of professional killers, the expectation of an early death, and especially when he was a young man, before, you know, he figured this out, with or without the help of Miles Davis, in his younger days. Another thing was being the notion that he was being confronted, assaulted by an utterly alien to him, to love, force, that for some reason he could not fathom, felt threatened by him. The song 1999, released in 1982, opens with this voice saying, "Don't worry, I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some fun," with a drum beat that sounds like his slowed down heart. Because I think he struggled with this, as any sane person would. Only Alice explains it. That was the only way I was able to realize what was going on, why he would be targeted. To those who are only now encountering his music, it's obvious why he's a threat to power. I did not have his music. In 1978, he was not writing in his songs, "Your Thousand Years Are Up. Now you got to share the land." Section 1, the 14th Amendment says, "No state shall deprive any person of life," and that includes health, you power guys, "liberty or property without due process of law." Mr. Man, we want to end this letter with three words. We tired of y'all. That was from Dear Mr. Man, Musicology, 2004. Or, "I was born and raised on the same plantation in the United States of the red, white, and blue." And in that interview we heard, he says, "It feels like this, like we're on a plantation." And it does. That's from Dreamer, the song Dreamer, Lotus, the CD Lotus Flower, 2009. Or, "Upload, a two-party system, the lesser of two dangers, illusion of choice, download, a veiled form of fascism." This is what we got. I mean, it is so obvious that this man was being assaulted. It really is. Who else can say with his certainty that if you try to get free, they're going to put you in a cell? Trust, being a target of these guys and hit with EMF weapons feels like you're in a cell. You cannot escape. No one bothered to ask, "How do you know this? Are you trying to be free? Are you in a cell?" "No, look, you're an international rock star. You got money, you can travel, blah, blah, blah." No one ever queried him as to how he could know these things. He was very clear in his lyrics and themes to anyone who really, to anyone who knows about Nikola Tesla and the theft of his invention and the kind of weaponry the Pentagon uses. So that was from Colonized Mind. The one in power makes law under which the colonized fall. That's a nice summary. Colonized Mind is also Lotus Flower, 2009. Or the one we heard today, which I was going to try to discuss today, but I think we're going to have to wait till next week to discuss the one I just mentioned to. "I got news for you. Freedom ain't free. They lock you in a cell if you try to be. But the ones who say no make history. Call it an act of God. Funny how nobody's holy books are the same. Everybody's God got a different name. The day that it's over is the end of the game. The day that is over, everybody's God got a different name. It's the end of the game, and they call it an act of God. Hey, it will be all over when the people are free. Free to be who and what we want to be. Wherever we go, it's up to you and me. Call it an act of God. We so tired, said we through with fear. There never was no hell or boogeyman here. If he was seen, look in your mirror. Call it an act of God. Call it what you want, except an act of God.